Let's see. Just ahead of the second round of the dog collar trivia, shock trivia. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello, this is Tom. How are you?
Hi, Tom. We're doing great.
Hey, good. Listen, hey, about your dog collar, part of the reason why you're not getting shocked.
We are getting shocked, hey, asshat.
Hey, Mike, settle down. We are getting shocked. I am proof of that.
And we're not taking any calls to make it worse right now.
We are getting shocked.
Jesus, we are. God, I hate people.
Well, we got this at a hunting store. Uh-huh. Won't we have pictures of this on the website later?
Should I put my collar on now?
I think it should be put on you as it was put on me.
Yes. All right. Rob?
Rob, if somebody might take your headphones off.
Okay.
We got this collar at a hunting store.
Okay. Need to be,
it's used for a...
why did you just play with it?
Oh, because we turned it off in the break.
All right.
Don't be uptight.
I am uptight. I'm very uptight.
There's no changing.
Do you want... Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Do you want to concede?
No. Of course not. You know, I mean, are who are you talking to, really?
Are you sure?
Huh?
Are you sure you want to concede?
Well, I'll know as soon as you hit me.
Hi there. Mm-hmm.
But don't, like, lean on it.
It's the remote. Why did you... Oh.
Oh, sure. Here you go.
Test run?
Which button do you push? The bottom one?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Turn it on, and...
Hold on. Could we have fried a battery already? No, I don't think so.
You got it, Johnny?
Jesus.
Ready?
There it is.
Oh, yep, there it works.
There it works.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Gotcha. All right, so this is a collar that you put on a dog. If you're at...
Stop, right?
You're taking a dog out hunting, mm-hmm. and you want the dog to come back or obey you. You don't want him to go in an area he's
it's
not
a little
supposed
tight,
to go
Rob.
In.
Okay,
the training collar. Mike's voice just went up.
It's a little bit tight.
You adjusted it.
But he has
I know, but then it got tight again.
He has nothing to fear because the body's 98% electricity, and if your body gets too much of it, you'll just throw it up.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. But, hello.
This is, listen, on the level six, right. Tell him not to do it. Friend of mine did that.
Oh, shut up. Remember, don't forget what that lawyer said yesterday.
A lot of DJs and radio stations that do things very responsibly and appropriately, they may test the edge of the envelope. You think about, you know, radio personalities like Don and Mike and people like that. They're funny.
Right,
they take it to the edge.
No.
But all they know where the line is.
All right, let's go. Give me the question.
No test for you, Mike.
I'm ready to concede after my first shock.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hold on. Let me set this up.
Right.
It's time for the second part of the dog shock collar challenge trivia thing. I got 5 shocks out of 10.
Yeah.
Boy, I suck. Mike's questions better be as tough as I found mine.
Come on. Come on. Get it over with. Let's go.
What are Mike's categories?
Mike's categories are the Red Sox, potent potables.
No touching, Mike. No touching.
I'm going to touch if it hurts.
Golf trivia, 80s grab bag, and true false.
All right. You'll have 30 seconds.
All right, go.
Where would you like to start?
Anywhere.
All right.
I didn't pick, so you go ahead.
Okay. The first one is multiple choice.
All right. Go ahead.
In what year did the team first adopt the nickname?
What team?
Let me finish.
All right.
So uptight.
Tense much?
All right.
In what year did the team first adopt the nickname Red Sox? 1901, 1903, 1907, or 1912?
1912.
1907.
All right. I'm ready. All right. Go.
How you doing?
Give me go.
For sure.
Bottom go. Line. Come on. Don't tease me. Come on.
Beg me?
Go.
You know, Buzz was telling me.
Oh, you are so cool.
No, hold on. Can I tell you something true?
What?
Buzz was telling me outside that dentists kill themselves because they cannot stand, on some level, the amount of pain that they have to inflict
on
people.
All right, thank you for the story.
It was very hard.
Thank you.
Not
hard.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Really, go, go, here, go. Hey,
shh, shh, shh.
Ow! 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 Ow!
He didn't like that.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it very long.
I didn't do it long to you either.
I didn't do it as long as
you. Did you feel it more on one like little receptacle than the other?
I felt them. Well, yeah, maybe on that one right there.
Hi.
Wow.
What's wow? Why are you saying wow?
It's just that it hurt you.
My color?
Yes.
The lack of the color that left my face.
Deep breaths.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Buzz told me dentists kill
this is the stupidest thing I've done in my career.
They tell me that dentists kill themselves because of this.
They don't like inflicting pain.
God damn.
It's hard for a person to do unless you're Jack Bauer.
You know, in a small way, look at him. You know what he's thinking? You know what my partner of 20 plus years is thinking already?
No matter what.
This is not winnable for me. He will take it to level 10. And I'm now it's like a balls thing. Go, give me another question.
All right. Jesus. Who did the
I've not said a word.
I know, I'm fine.
Who did the Red Sox beat in the 1918 World Series, which was their last World Series win until 2004?
You know, that Mike, welcome to my world with these questions.
I was born in 1959, asshat. I don't care about the Red Sox. All right, I'm going to say.
They talked about it a lot in the 04 season.
No hints.
New York Yankees.
Chicago Cubs.
Are you ready?
One, two.
Here you go. Oh, hold on. I really have to point it at you. Right. I'm sorry. One, two, three.
Ow!
Jesus. The Red Sox have caused you nothing but pain.
God! Ow! Oh, jeez. That's right down my nipple.
A lot of DJs and radio stations that do things very responsibly and appropriately. They may test the edge of the envelope. You think about, you know, radio personalities like
that. That's why we're doing
Mike
this. That's why we're doing this. Jesus.
Okay. Okay.
Well, now I'm worried about drinking water. Will that be a better conductor?
Turn you into Arthur Fiedler.
I don't know whether I want to. I don't know whether I want to stand up or sit down.
I stood up.
I'm already. All I'm thinking about is I'm not thinking about. Did you find I'm not even questions aren't even relevant. I'm just thinking about the next.
That's
shot.
What I'm telling you. That's why I reacted like that with Rob with those questions. It's like the pressure of being on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire if they shocked you with cattle prods.
Can I just make an adjustment so it's not on my Adam's apple? Can I do that just slightly?
Move it to your
right
to
over
your,
here. Is that okay
right.
with you?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
All right, still on my skin.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Boy, this is a win-win for me, isn't it?
Yeah. Rob, you're in an enviable position.
What could go wrong?
There is a seat painted red in the bleachers at Fenway Park. Who does it commemorate?
Ted Williams.
That is right. The 502-foot home run.
What a relief.
There you go.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to say, you know, I'm drinking water because Don knows I drink a lot of water when I'm nervous, but I'm worried about drinking the water because...
Don't drink the water.
All right, I'm not going to drink the water.
Pretend you're in Mexico.
How many questions is this?
That was the third question.
You have seven more to go.
Can we move it along, please?
What is Trot Nixon's...
What are you doing what are you doing with the remote? Why were you fingering the remote, Don?
Because I was having a blank dream. That's why.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I was just thinking. The thought must have crossed your mind.
What?
I would never do this to you, mm-hmm. but it would be so easy to catch you off guard and just go, hey, Mike, boom!
Yeah, I know. I don't even want to answer that. Go give me another question.
You're going to want to take the collar off when the segment's over.
This is a feeling of dominatrix-like power.
Next question, where is Fayed? Okay, go ahead, Rob.
What is Trot Nixon's real first name?
Theodore.
Ooh, Christopher. Christopher
I
Trotman
say the
Nixon.
S-word.
One,
two, three. Ow! Ow! That was twice.
Mike, I swear.
That was like a double pumper.
I do it right in front of you. I pushed it once.
That's okay, but I'm just telling you the feeling I got. Okay. The feeling I got. Okay.
Let's move on to golf.
Yeah, let's. That should help.
Cool. All right. Who was the first golfer to reach $1 million in career earnings?
I hate you.
Do you?
I hate you.
Doesn't this sound just like what I said to him? Hey, you moved it down by your Adam's apple again.
Okay. Probably
move it over back on your side again.
Just the last place I had it didn't work too well.
The first golfer to reach $1 million.
Arnold Palmer.
That's correct.
Hey. Oh, yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. How many more questions?
And yet you still hate
How many more questions?
I believe that's five.
You're halfway through, Mike.
You're halfway home.
I can't feel my lip.
What golfer replaced Tiger Woods at the top of the official world golf rankings in 2004? What golfer replaced Tiger Woods?
Vijay Singh.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, that's six.
Now you go get it with grease.
What around
yeah,
you.
Buddy.
Hey, baby.
Let's move on to potent potables.
Okay. All drinks.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to get screwed on this because I don't know. Here I mean, you know what I know? I know what I like.
Come on.
What is look around
wish
cafe.
I tell you. I wish
You're
I
a
had.
Barkeep.
As Tony Diggs, God bless you, Tony Diggs, said to me, wish you had some of that absinthe around, huh?
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
What are the two ingredients in a rusty nail?
Oh, he's got to know this.
You'd think.
Two ingredients in the mixed drink.
Southern Comfort.
And
lime juice.
The answer we were looking for, scotch and drambuie.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh! God! God! Effing! God! Yeah.
Mike, that's seven.
So it hasn't gotten better then.
Three to go.
That's right. Name three of the four.
I'm all right. I'm going to try to run the table because I'm giving some serious thought to this. I'm starting to feel
like
crap. Are
you slurring? Name three of the four ingredients.
We're ready for the countdown now, Ryan. 19, 18, 7.
All right, go ahead.
Name three of the four ingredients used to make beer.
Hops.
That is one.
Yeast.
That is two.
And water.
That's right. The other answer would have been grain. Any all grain right, would be there.
How many left?
Two more.
How many has he got? Has he got wrong so far?
He has gotten one, two, three, four wrong.
Ooh, get one. Right now you're beating me. Mm-hmm. Right now you're beating
me. Yeah, this is not a question of getting the correct answers, though. It's a question of yielding.
Survival.
True or false? Rats prefer chicken to steak.
True.
That is true.
Ooh, hey.
Okay, here we go now. Pressure time. Question number five. Final. Or perhaps wrong answer number five. Question number 10.
This is the final one.
I'm sure this will be easy.
True or false?
Damn, I'm mad.
What?
True or false? You can play a human skeleton spine like a xylophone because each vertebrae makes a slightly different tone.
False.
That is false.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I would have said
true. Hey, hold on. What are you
collar
doing?
Is off.
What, is this the end of the round?
That's the end of the round. Taking the collar off?
Can't
yeah,
get it
taking
off fast enough.
Okay, good for you.
All right.
Good for you. You made it through the first. You want to go to round number two at level number six?
You know, this will be unending. When will it stop?
All right, then I'll go in. I'll go all in. One question at level 10.
Not a chance with me. I will not do that. Not based on the way that one.
I will take the chips. I'll take the chips. Wow.
So you've challenged me to level 10?
Yeah.
I concede.
Okay.
You would say, but do you technically have to take a shot at number 10?
No.
No, I don't want you to take a shot.
No, because it's just like if we were playing cards. Yeah. I'm saying, you know, I'm all in. I'm all in.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, pussy.
That's okay.
No, you know what?
I accept it. I accept it. I just didn't like the way my lower lip felt. My lower lip felt, I should say. It was a delightful exercise. But, you know, I leave this to the college boys at level 10.
And imagine my son and his friends.
And they did it all. Did they do it all the way?
All the way.
Oh, my God. That's insanity.
Crazy. But there's a lot of people.
I'd like to say something. May I?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are trained professionals, although it might not sound like that.
A lot of DJs and radio stations that do things very responsibly and appropriately. They may test the edge of the envelope. You think about, you know, radio personalities like Don and Mike and people like that. They're funny. They take it to the edge, but they know where the line is.
How you doing?
Do not try this at home.
Right.
Oh, I think you should go ahead and try.
Am I going to get the pussy calls now?
I don't know what these are, Mike.
I hear they come. Come on, I'm ready.
I think you should try this at home, and you should do it while you're playing Jarts.
In the tub.
Hello, Don and
while
Mike
making
Show.
Making toast.
Yeah, with a toaster.
With salt water.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, and Mike. We're doing great.
And Mike, of course. But I'm sorry, but I'm laughing so hard. Mike, I'm so sorry, but this is the best radio I have ever heard.
I'm really happy that
Mike, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
My pain could be your pleasure.
But you're so funny when you're in pain. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He is, isn't he?
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
What sorry. Have I told you for so many years?
Sorry I didn't take it up to 10 for you.
And sometimes it's emotional pain that makes Mike funny, not physical pain.
You know, seriously, number 10, I believe, would have released my bowels. And I hope I can say that on the
radio. Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it.
No, don't worry. He's won. Look, there is no way. Here's the deal. Let me explain the way Don plays a game like this, and I really do believe this. There are challenges you and I have had where I've won and you've won, but this particular thing, being on the air, you could get like one of those car batteries in here and hook it up. That's the level that you would take it
to. I probably would, because I'm stupid.
I'm cutting my losses. I'm just glad that I was able to withstand one shock. How many shocks was I? Was that three or four?
You got four.
Four shocks. I stand by that. I did it. I did it, and I'm happy. Like, because I'm an idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, hi there.
Listen, you guys, I bet the insurance companies just love that. I had to pull my car over. I can imagine the people that were wrecking. Great segment, guys. Thank awesome.
You.
If only Mike would have made it go one more segment at level 10. But, you know, we'll have the caller for another day.
Remember, voltage equals ratings. Voltage equals ratings.
And you and I can have, like, a gentleman's agreement that's like, in case of emergency break glass, if ever we get to something that we absolutely cannot come to a decision on, we'll let the caller decide it.
That's it. Okay. Fantastic.
Strap it into the collar. Answer some questions.
I'm going to find super glue so at least I can glue that thing on number five.
Wouldn't it be great to strap that thing to Rob, though?
Wow, for the whole show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Not even ask him questions.
That would be delightful.
Just dance, monkey, dance.
It'd be delightful.
Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Howdy. What's happening?
Hey, Mike, I don't blame you. That sounds painful.
Well, it's not. Let me tell you, it's painful. Well, just, it's not. It's painful and it is weird.
Excuse
it
me.
It makes you feel weird.
Let me just say something on behalf of myself who took it.
Yes,
you know, yes, it's painful.
Hey, I took it too. I just didn't take it to the next level, but I get a little credit for that, even though I conceded.
Yeah, but I took it too.
Yeah, and there's just no way that I can win this battle. No.
Mike.
Yeah, what?
What brand of tampons do you wear? That was my real question.
What
brand of tampons do you wear? After
Thank
that
you.
Segment, I'm dying to know.
Appreciate it. What brand of tampons do I wear? Here's the first one.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think everyone knows we're too old to get our periods.
That's right.
Menopause.
Not anymore. We're both in the change.
Why do you think they call it menopause, huh?
But we sure just experienced some hot flashes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey.
Hey, I had a drinking game with that. You got to do that when you're drunk.
If I'd had more time to prepare and really think it over, this was less than 24 hours,
yeah.
I would have prepared. And if it had been like the middle of the week when, it's not going to interfere with my drinking on the weekend, I would have had something to drink.
Uh-huh. Maybe we do that with our next absinthe show.
You know what?
Wow.
You get the right amount of absinthe in me, that keep that dog collar around.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Now, okay.
I don't think you should be piling on at this point. Come on.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to go. Ruin the show.
Oh, come on. Get out of here, please. Jesus Christ.
I wear your scorn as a badge of honor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, releasing your bowels would make great radio.
Okay.
Done.
There. We've done it for you. All fixed. Congratulations, sir. Great idea.
I threw the bladder in. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, well, of course I did.
Lysol.
You really, when you're sitting, you
it's
have to do it.
It's impossible. You turn on one switch, it's impossible not to turn the other one on.
Yeah, you had to. Look at the front of my pants.
Not in my show.
Wow.
My pants. Hello.
Buddy.
Yes, hi.
I was really hoping you weren't going to go Ghostbusters on him. You know, at the beginning of the movie where Bakeman is doing the electric shock test on the guy and the girl?
And that's and for those of you that want to know what it was like, hold on a second, my friend. Excellent visual aid, and I hope you don't get the visual aids. Please wash your eyes always.
Yes.
In Ghostbusters, when they're doing that,
right?
That's pretty much what it felt like.
Would you agree? Pain was part of it, but it was just the
weirdness.
The weirdness of it that I hated as well.
It's psychological torture too.
Oh yeah,
you're waiting to get it.
Yep.
Hey, Joe. Your girlfriend's at home right now having fun without you, Joe.
Tell us where the missus are.
Now,
Yankee.
We're going to push the button.
Oh, Mal.
I took a real bad shock once from my jukebox. And it felt really like warm water flowed through my body.
Yeah.
Was there any of that?
But picture it in your head.
Hit me once. I want to feel it.
I'd love to.
All right, you have the remote.
Oh, okay. You ready?
No, we're not. No, you're testing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two, three. Didn't work. One, two, three.
This might be turned off.
Hold Goddamn on. Thing. Turn it back on.
It's blinking.
Okay. Put it on your penis.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Nothing.
Oh. Nope. Look at that.
His hand may be in the way.
His skin.
One, two, three. I'm going to get it right next to the goddamn
All right.
thing.
Okay. Come on, here we go. Well, John will fix it for you.
Is it turned on? All right, John. John loves it. Here you go.
He does.
There you go. John just felt it.
All right.
Here you go, Rob. One, two, three.
You know, it's just fun when you see the reaction.
You look like W.C. Fields for half a second there.
I wish we could play that back. I do wish we could play that.
Because
you didn't tweak it. You did not tweak it. That was the real Rob Spiewak pain sound, which was one of the originals that we got when we got the shots. When it's
that really, you feel it. It moves through your body.
Yeah, well, picture it on your neck.
I did, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I did.
All right, once.
You tried it on your neck?
I'm dying to try it.
This is almost fun, isn't it? Now?
Yeah, it is. It is, absolutely.
Okay. This is for every Larry DeLarry you ever booked.
He's sorry.
Can I tell you something?
Oh.
I could be a dentist and never want to kill myself.
You're Steve Martin from Little Shop of Horrors.
That's right.
I felt, does that hurt you?
I felt it in all my hair.
Yeah, it's wow, not a pleasant experience.
That's funny because you're bald.
Well, all of it. I mean, like all 15.
I'm kidding.
I can't wait till we do it the next time in 09.
Mike, we're only working till 08.
Shh. The reunion show.
All right. Rob, thanks for taking one for the team.
You guys sold it good. I wanted to feel it, and now I'm so lightheaded.
There you go. All right. Well, goddamn, do we have time? No, we got a break.
Congratulations. I give you credit where credit is due. You upped the ante. You played me in the poker game, and I yield.
And thanks for taking one, Rob.
Well, you know what? I wanted to, but now I regret it.
And, Buzz, I'd like to put it on your... on your prostate.
So would I. Where's the lube?
I don't think Buzz needs it.
I'll give it a try.
So would I. God.
Oh, dear.
Where's the
what'd
lube?
I say?
Yeah, what'd I say? Hey. And we have a lot of lube tapes around here. Hold on a second. Bang number 8.
I will have to get some lubricant, too.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Some lube. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's bang out a couple of calls. We got to hit a break. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, what's happening?
Hey, make sure the prongs are firmly against the neck when you're on there.
We did. They were firmly against the neck, okay, pal?
We did, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. So
angry. Everybody across the United States.
What?
Join with me. Everybody across the United States in the studio. Here we go. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
show. Last call.
Hey, let's do it on your taints next time.
Okay, we're all really close to that area.
Yes, I do it on my taint.
Not again.
Funny what turns you on.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you really?
If we were doing another competition.
Well,
wouldn't shower the day before, and you'd go second.
Then I might concede. Then I might concede.
Tie. But.
Because I would have known where that thing was.
Yes, sir.
For God's sakes.
Well, they say moisture is a conductor.
That means you're taking it home with you.
Yeah.
It's almost like you break it, you bought it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take it home.
You put it by your tank.
I know Carla figured something out to do to me with it, you know? No question, you know? It would be, you know, the pleasure and the pain.
Good for her.
This is the last call on this topic, maybe. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hey, I always figured Mike was a manlier man of the show, but it's
yeah. All right, once you come down here, we'll see exactly how manly I am. You want to do that, pal?
And thank you for that backhanded compliment to me, sir.
I'm 47 years old. My offices are at Hubbard Drive, Rockville, Maryland.
And I'm a window-licking sea sucker, so come on down.
We'll come down. Come down here and see who the gutless wonder is. No, you, your mother.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's our names. Don't wear them out.
Hey, Mike, have you ever seen Strange Brew, Rick Moranis?
No, I haven't, sir.
Rick Moranis?
With Bob and Doug McKenzie?
Yeah, remember when they got into the loony bin and they got into I don't know, whatever the area is.
The electric shock area. I remember it now, yeah. I remember that.
Take it up to 10, eh?
Yeah, and they were doing it for fun because they were drunk. Well, maybe I will take this home this weekend.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.